Welcome to Reflecting God. Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Samson, Samuel, and John the Baptist. What do they have in common? All these men were born to barren women, wives who longed for children but could not conceive until God intervened. Among the matriarchs, Sarah, Rebecca, and Rachel were sterile. Yet by the grace of God, the lineage of Abraham was preserved. Luke connects the birth of both John and Jesus with the Bible story of barren women giving birth. Elizabeth has been childless for decades before John came along. Jesus was born of a pure woman, a virgin. Thus, Jesus stands as the culmination of a long history of barren women having great sons. Who can know the joy of a wife, once barren, but at last a mother? The family of Elizabeth and Zechariah knew, so they gathered for a party. Grandfathers, uncles, brothers hoped the child would be named after them. But Mother Elizabeth stubbornly refused to name the boy after anyone in the family. Rather, she insisted that the boy be named Jehovah's Gift. That's what the name John means. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.